Thank you for calling Crawford Mortuary. This is Marco.
Hey, Marco. Is Andrew there?
Andrew. Let me see. Can I have your name, please?
Yeah, Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, hello, Olivia.
Hi.
I'm not sure if you remember. I answered a few days ago. Has Andrew called you back?
You know, I was out yesterday. I was just feeling a little bit sick, so I wasn't sure if he called me back or not yet.
Okay.
Just want to follow up.
Right. Well, I'm just going to place you on a brief hold, and I'll see if he's here, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
I have good news for you, Olivia.
Yes?
I got signatures yesterday.
Oh, perfect. You have all, so the applications are ready?
They're ready with the exception of, I'm waiting on a couple of the merchant credit card processing reports.
Okay.
Okay. We have 8 different ones.
You have 8 different ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for all every single location, right?
Yeah, so there are 8 of those, and there are like 10 or 11 different, I think actually 12 different bank statements.
Okay, so 12 different bank statements and 8 different merchant processing statements.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
But the signatures I have, and I've got extra signatures in case something's wrong.
Okay, well, I really just need it for the business owners. So is it just the, what is the ownership breakdown again?
It's 100-0.
Oh, okay, it is 100-0. Okay.
So, and I did one app as capital expenditure, one app as
for the equipment,
capital, and then I've got 2, 3, or 4 that are just signed in case any changes need to be made.
Okay, perfect. And then you also did the one for the equipment as well, correct? The commercial credit.
The one that I did that I listed as capital expenditure was equipment, but what I don't know is exactly what the breakdown is going to be, because one of the things that we're trying to figure out is with this remodel,
mm-hmm.
we're getting an itemized list of if we were going to do it kind of step by step compared
mm-hmm.
to just crank the whole thing out at once, it's going to be 2 different values.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were sitting on a pile of money right now, we'd probably do the whole thing at once instead
mm-hmm.
of, you know, doing it piece by
piece. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so there are a couple of estimates that we're waiting on as far as what it's going to cost, because we've got 6, like, huge rolls of carpet that we need
mm-hmm.
to store and then transport and get laid. And there are just a couple of kind of ancillary charges that
mm-hmm.
originally we weren't really thinking about.
Oh, okay.
We'll put them in there, especially if you're going to go potentially up to 15% of revenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's not going to be anywhere near that in terms of cost. But
mm-hmm.
why borrow money and still have to cough up another $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 to pay for something?
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. So when do you guys think that you'll have all of the estimates in place?
I would hope by Monday.
Okay, by Monday.
But the most critical piece was making sure really that the info is requested and that any signatures needed have been obtained.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, anything else I can kind of put together. So
yeah.
Definitely working on it.
Okay, perfect. And then were you able to get the quote for the retort machine yet?
I do have a quote for
mm-hmm.
for the retort, but what I don't have is what's going to be installation and the other.
Oh, okay, yeah, because we want to do all of that. That way we can finance the entire cost of that under
mm-hmm.
the equipment financing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that way we can, you know, just the terms are, it's just going to be a bit of a longer term if you want a longer term.
Mm-hmm.
And so it might be beneficial. Well, it'll definitely be beneficial to get all of that ready.
Sure. And usually the longer the term, the higher the APR?
No. Mm-mm. It really just depends. I mean, you said, I remember when we last spoke in depth, I mean, his credit was really good, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I wouldn't anticipate anything, especially if your cutoff is going to be something like low to mid 600s.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't expect any issues.
Okay, okay.
But I don't know if 741 versus 690.
I mean, there'd be slight differences, but I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Okay,
perfect. All right, well, I mean, it sounds like everything is slowly coming together.
It is.
I know you guys just have a lot, and so I definitely understand why it's taking a while. Is there anything else you need from me, any questions you have, anything I can help you with?
No, I think once I get it to you, if I could review it with you just to make sure that, for instance, there was some of the terminology is a bit off, like merchant. I think of a merchant as like our credit card processing, where I guess from Bank of Cardiff's point of view, merchant would be us as the borrower. So there are a couple little nuanced terms like that. But the only other thing is it has to do with having multiple locations. Like, for instance, it asks for a website, but there are 8 or 10 websites.
Oh, yeah.
Different locations. I don't know how important that data
is. It's not too important. If you want, what we can do is you can just put one of them down, any one that you want. But if you want to just email me like the list of them, then I can notate it in your file that these are all the locations and these are all the corresponding websites. It's really not that big of a piece, but I mean, it's good for us to have that way if they want to verify, all of these funeral homes are in fact owned by them and we have all of the verification, like all the websites here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and what I did for at least one of the sets of applications was put C attached, so then I could put all, because it's the same thing with, for instance, the 4 months of merchant processing, they're really going to be 32 values total because they're not all clearing into one account.
Yes, exactly.
But that makes a significant difference. Because
no, it definitely does. And they're all, if everything is... Well, you said 6 out of the 8 of them are under the same federal tax ID?
No, all 8.
Oh, all 8 are under the same federal tax ID. Okay.
But what it is 6 of the 8 bank with one bank and 2 bank with another.
Oh, with the other bank. Okay.
But
okay.
All 8 are the same tax ID.
Okay, perfect. No, I mean, that makes things easier. And
if you want, I can take you, I can take a photo of one of the apps or scan it and email it to you if you want to see it.
Yeah, that would be fine. Yeah, that way I can just kind of verify that it's correct. But yeah, once you have everything, I can definitely, once you send it in to me, I can go through everything and review with you and say, okay, this piece is missing or we need this or we need this. And I know like on the application too, it has like a place for if you guys like mortgage or lease. And since you have 8 different locations,
yeah,
it's going to be 8 different values there.
That's, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because there are... I believe 2 that are leases, 5 that are mortgages,
5
run
mortgage
through the business, and 1 that's rented, but it's
okay,
a personal asset.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, in other words, just paying rent, but it's not a fixed lease.
Yeah, and so I guess like what we would need, yeah, it's going to be a little bit confusing with the application. We'll just kind of break it all down separately.
Okay.
And then I can put down like the total amount there, if that makes sense. But obviously,
yeah,
it's gonna have like the different companies or like the landlord. Obviously, that's not gonna be on the application. But if we can get that separately, that way I have everything like laid out.
One thing that's going to be a bit different too is that the mortgages are bundled with, you know, loans to acquire businesses, and so there's goodwill that was financed. For instance, there could be a business that's worth $2.5 million, but the building is worth $1 million. And, you know, I'd say we're at 80% loan to value, that there could be a $2 million loan, even though only a million of it is secured by real estate.
Okay. You know, I honestly don't think it's going to be, it's going to play in that much. I mean, you guys obviously have the revenue in place because you guys are making, you said set like about 7.98 annually?
7.5.
Okay, 7.5. Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, it's going to make it a little bit like confusing for when you're filling it out. But I mean, as long as I have the information, then if we have any questions, we'll definitely follow up with you and ask you.
Okay. Okay, cool. Then I'll scan the two apps to get them to you. And but again, they're gonna say see attached, and then
mm-hmm.
take a look at it. Let me know if anything needs to be different, and then I'll just essentially reply to the same email with attachments as I have them.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
Absolutely. Thank you, Olivia.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.